This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump and wife Melania will travel to Pittsburgh Tuesday in the wake of Saturday's mass shooting at a Jewish temple that left 11 dead and 6 wounded. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is a White House spokesperson.
Tomorrow, the president and first lady will travel to Pennsylvania to express the support of the American people and grieve with the Pittsburgh community.
Under heavy security, the suspect Robert Bowers, wounded in an exchange of gunfire with police at the Tree of Life Temple, made his first court appearance Monday following the shooting. He could face the death penalty if convicted. Tree of Life Rabbi Jeffrey Myers said the president is always welcome and vowed Monday to rebuild following the mass shooting.
We will be back. We will be stronger than ever. Tree of Life has been in Pittsburgh for 154 years. We're not leaving this corner.
The mass shooting has received global attention. At the UN Security Council Monday, Bolivian Ambassador Sacha Sergio Llorente condemned the deadly shooting.
The members of the Security Council express their deepest condolences to the families and loved ones of those killed, and they offer their sympathy to the people and the government of the United States. I ask those present to now rise in a moment of silence for the victims.
Meanwhile, Cesar Sayek, the suspect accused of sending explosive-style devices through the mail to prominent Democrats, also appeared in federal court Monday in Miami. He was arrested Friday after allegedly sending 15 such devices, none of which detonated. A woman blew herself up in the center of Tunis Monday, wounding at least 15, including several policemen, breaking the calm in the North African country after a series of deadly attacks directed at tourists and security forces in 2015. Carmel Bricky said she heard the explosion very close to the municipal theater. A state of emergency was imposed 3 years ago. 21 died in a hostage siege at the Barda Museum in Tunis. Another 38 killed at a resort beach. This is VOA News.